work.
You know, it's funny because you get through a 5.5 hour game and you hear about there's possibly a tornado or high winds, and you get out of the stadium, you know, you don't really know what's going on outside the walls of a locker room. So you get on social media, you start looking on the internet to see what kind of devastation really happened. I called a bunch of my teammates, old and new, and said, hey, do you guys want to go down and help out? And made a few phone calls, called the Bears to say, what can we do? And then we were able to get a couple companies to get involved to donate some food and some supplies, and, you know, to be able to come down and help and make people forget about what happened for at least 30 seconds is kind of special. And hear everyone's story, it's just unbelievable.
You know, the tornado hit close to my home near Peoria, Illinois, in Washington, East Peoria, Pekin, and some other spots. So it's really close to my family and, you know, the people around, family and friends. So I'm just praying for them, praying for people here in Cold City. And, you know, we're just doing anything we can to help out.
Seeing the devastation coming in was sort of hard to grasp, because on TV, you know, you look at it and you're like, wow, you know. But to come out here and actually see it in person and see whole trailer parks full of semis flipped over, it's unbelievable.
There were three or four people I talked to that were at the game that actually left the game at the rain delay to come down here to make sure their families were okay. So you're talking about fans that are diehard Chicago Bear fans. So to come down here and help them out on one of our off days is awesome.
You would like to help out the victims here in Cole City and other neighbors around the state of Illinois?
Please donate to chicagobears.com/tornado relief.